Kunja Bihari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Janabalabha Giri Varadhari Jaya Gopi Janabalabha Giri Varadhari Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Chiravanachari Jamuna Chiravanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Janabalabha Giri Varadhari Yasoda Nandana Prajajana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Prajajana Ranjana Tunatira Vanachari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Gauranitai 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 Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Radhe Sham Jaya Radhe Sham Jaya Radhe Sham Jaya Radhe Sham Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Vibhajaka Charya Stutara Shri Swami Prabhupada Ki Anantakoti Vaishnavinda Ki Namacharya Thakur Ki Hau Shri Krishna Chaitanya Bhuntananda Shri Advaita Gadara Shivasana Gaur Bhaktivinoda Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinatha Shama Kundra Matura Vrindavan Dham Ki Jaganapuri Dham Ki Sulasi Devi Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Gangamai Ki Yamunamai Ki Samaveta Bhaktivinoda Ki All glories to the Son of the devotees, all glories to the Son of the devotees, all glories to the Son of the devotees, all glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo.
Oh.
So, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Reading Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 7, verse 23. And continuing with Arjuna and Krishna. Twamadya Purusha Sakshad
Twamadya Purusha Sakshad
Ishvara Prakrite Para
Ishvara Prakrite Para
Mayam Vyudasya Chit Shaktya
Mayam Vyudasya Chit Shaktya
Kaivalye Sthita Atmani
Kaivalye Sthita Atmani
Twamadya Purusha Sakshad
Pramadhyā Purusha Sakshad
Ishvara Prakrite Para
Ishvara Prakrite Para
Mayam Yudasya Chit Shaktya
Mayam Shakya.
Kaiva yeshtita atmani.
Kaiva yeshtita atmani.
Ramadya purusha sakshad.
Ramadya purusha sakshad.
Ishvara prakrite para.
Ishvara prakrite para.
Mayam yudasya chitshakya.
Mayam
Kaiva yeshtita atmani.
Kaiva yeshtita atmani.
So someone chant, please.
Who do you want to sing? I'll try. Svamadhyā purusha sakshāt.
Svamadhyā purusha sakshāt.
Ishvara prakṛte parā.
Ishvara prakṛte parā.
Mayam yudasya chakṣu.
Maya yudhasya chitchakya.
Kaiva yeshtita atmani.
Kaiva yeshtita atmani. I'm sorry, my mute button was on before I started the chant, and I guess nobody heard me. Anyway, so we'll do it again. Tvam adya purusha sakshad.
Svamadhyā purusha sakshad.
Ishvara prakṛte parā.
Ishvara prakṛte parā.
Mayam yudhasya chitchakya.
Mayam yudhasya chitchakya.
Kaivalye stita atmani.
Kaivalye stita atmani.
Mam
adhya purusha
sakshar. Mam adhya purusha
Ishvara prakṛte parā.
Ishvara prakṛte parā.
Mayam yudhasya chitchakya.
Mayam yudhasya chitchakya.
Kaivalyeshtita atmani.
Kaivalyeshtita atmani.
Svam adhya purusha sakshat.
Svam adhya purusha sakshat.
Ishvara prakṛte parā.
Ishvara prakṛte parā.
Mayam yudhasya chitchakya.
Mayam yudhasya chitchakya.
Kaivalye stita atmani.
Kaivalye stita atmani.
Vamadhyā purusha sakshāt.
Vamadhyā
purusha sakshāt.
Ishvara prakṛte parā.
Ishvara
prakṛte parā.
Mayam yudhasya chitchakya.
Mayam
yudhasya chitchakya.
Kaivalye stita atmani.
Kaivalye
stita atmani.
Amadhyā purusha sakshāt.
Amadhyā
purusha sakshāt.
Ishvara prakṛte parā.
Ishvara prakṛte parā.
Mayam yudhasya chitchakya.
Mayam yudhasya chitchakya.
Kaivalye stita atmani.
Kaivalye stita atmani.
So we're ready now.
Yes.
Tvam adhyā.
Tvam adhyā.
You are the original.
You are the original.
Purusha.
Purusha.
The enjoying personality.
The enjoying personality.
Sakshat.
Sakshat.
Directly.
Directly.
Ishvara.
Ishvara.
The controller.
The controller.
Prakriti
of
material nature.
Of
material nature.
Para.
Para.
Transcendental.
Transcendental.
Mayang.
Mayang.
The material energy.
The material
energy.
Yudhasya.
Yudhasya.
One who has thrown aside.
One
has thrown aside.
Chitshakya.
Chitshakya.
Yeah.
By dint of internal potency. Kaivalya. In pure eternal knowledge and bliss.
In pure eternal
knowledge and bliss.
Stitta.
Stitta.
Placed.
Placed.
Atmani.
Atmani.
Own self.
Own
self. Translation. You are the original personality of Godhead who expands himself all over the creations and is transcendental to material energy. You have cast away the effects of the material energy by dint of your spiritual potency. You are always situated in eternal bliss and transcendental knowledge.
Can we repeat it and then we can unmute?
Okay. You are the original personality of Godhead who expands himself all over the creations and is transcendental to material energy. You have cast away the effects of the material energy by dint of your spiritual potency. You are always situated in eternal bliss and transcendental knowledge.
Okay, Prabhu, so if everybody could please mute who's on Skype right now so that there won't be background noise. All right, thank you.
Okay. Purport. The Lord states in Bhagavad Gita that one who surrenders unto his lotus feet can get released from the clutches of nescience. Krishna is just like the sun, and Maya, or material existence, is just like darkness. Wherever there is the light of the sun, darkness or ignorance at once vanishes. The best means to get out of the world of ignorance is suggested here. The Lord is addressed herein as the original personality of Godhead. From him, all other personalities of Godhead expand. The all-pervasive Lord Vishnu is Lord Krishna's plenary portion or expansion. The Lord expands himself in innumerable forms of Godhead and living beings along with his different energies. But Sri Krishna is the original primeval Lord from whom everything emanates. The all-pervasive feature of the Lord experienced within the manifested world is also a partial representation of the Lord. Paramatma, therefore, is included within him, getting a noise, I don't know. He is the absolute personality of Godhead. He has nothing to do with the actions and reactions of the material manifestation because he's far above the material creation. Darkness is a perverse representation of the sun. Therefore, the existence of darkness depends on the existence of the sun. But in the sun proper, there's no trace of darkness, as the sun is full of light only. Similarly, the absolute personality of Godhead beyond the material existence is full of bliss. He is not only full of bliss, but also full of transcendental variegatedness. Transcendence is not at all static, but full of dynamic variegatedness. He is distinct from the material nature, which is complicated by the three modes of material nature. He is Parama, or the chief. Therefore, he is absolute. He has manifold energies, and through his diverse energies, he creates, manifests, maintains, and destroys the material world. In his own abode, however, everything is eternal and absolute. The world is not conducted by the energies or powerful agents by themselves, but by the potent, all-powerful with all energies.
Again, Prabhus, if everybody can make sure that your mute button is on Skype, you have to do that on your own. Otherwise, you hear background noise.
Om Agyanatim Arandashya Agyananjana Shalaka Chakshur Militang Yenit Vasmai Shugravei Namaha. Nukang karoti bachalam pangulang aite garim yakipata mahambande shigarundi in a taranam.
But you don't care about my feelings yeah. anymore
than that. Janice Priya.
You can inform me, but you can chit chat with her for 10 minutes.
Yeah. Is that part of our conversation, or is there someone just coming in?
No, we just hang up on this.
So he'll call back.
Okay.
That sounded like a play to show about the hell of household life or something.
It reminds me of the 71 Prabhupada came to Henry Street and he was talking about hell, you know, how, yeah, anyway, I don't want to get deviated right away. Anyway, I'll read this again. Tvamadya purusha sakshat ishvara prakate para mayam vyudasya chit shaktya kaivalye stita atmani. So herein, we have to remind ourselves that as we have been, that Arjuna is speaking directly with Krishna, and Bhagavatam is also the commentary on the Vedanta Sutra, Janmadyasya Taha, Janmadyasyato Anvayad, the very first verse of the Bhagavatam describes that Krishna as a person from whom everything is coming, everything is existing, and then again is dissolved in the end. Janmadyasya. Yato Anvayad, directly and indirectly, itratas, abhigyasvarat, that he knows everything. So this verse is pure, it's amazing. It's, although it's a prayer, but it is complete and perfect philosophy. And it touches on all the everything important. Tvam adya purusha sakshad. And Prabhupada gets into it in here in this purport right away. Lord states in Bhagavad Gita, one who surrenders to his lotus feet can get release from the clutches of nescience. That's interesting. Because Arjuna says in the verse that he has cast away the effects of the material energy. It doesn't say anything about surrendering, but Prabhupada immediately brings that out in the first thing in the purport. One who surrenders, sarvadharmam parityajamami kam sharanam aham tam sarva. Then he can also, namam kamani limpante name karma palais pratimam yobajanati. In the fourth chapter of the Gita, that verse also describes namam kamani limpante, that Krishna says, I am not affected by anything in this material world. And someone who surrenders to me, who worships me, is also name karma palais pratimam yobajanati. One who knows me is also in that category. Several and many verses throughout the Gita expand on that and explain it. So our object here is to get in the mood of Arjuna, that he is surrendered. Just as this material energy, we are the Jiva Shakti. Here is mentioned, interestingly, the Chit Shakti. Mayam Yudasya Chit Shakti. The material energy is thrown aside by this Chit Shakti. The whole end, aims and object of studying Bhagavatam is to identify with the spiritual energy of which we are tiny pencil ray, as described in the Brahma Samhita. A tiny pencil ray. Brahma Samhita describes the original Purusha as Krishna. We get that word here. Ishvara Parama Krishna. Ishvara Parama Krishna. Sachid Ananda Vigraha, Anadir Adir Govinda, Anadir Adir, Adya, Adya and Adir, original, and Adir, beyond time, Ajam Purana Purusham Navayovanam Cha. Krishna is described in Brahma Samhita in so many ways. And as Prabhupada says here in the purport, from Krishna, so many expansions. The original Narayan expansion, and then the Mahasankarshan expansion. From him, somehow, inconceivably, the Mahavishnu is lying in the causal ocean. Mahavishnu Jagatkarta. He's the Jagatkarta, and he glances. He has nothing to do with this material energy. Krishna's playing. That he's playing in the spiritual world. It's been explained so many times that he is simply enjoying his pastimes. Navayoga stayasaha. He has nothing to do with the material energy. Even when he comes to this material world, appears in this material world, he has absolutely nothing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he, in our recent memory, has appeared in the material world. And he is non-different from Krishna. He exhibits the Sarup Shakti. This Chit Shakti and Sarup Shakti are synonyms. Antaranga Shakti, the internal potency. So there is the form, the Sarup Shakti is the original form from which these other Shaktis emanate. Parashya Shaktir Vividaiva Shriyate. In the Upanishads, many times it is said like that. And Prabhupada quoted so many times. All our acharyas have quoted this verse. Parashya Shakti Vividaiva Shriyate. There are many Shaktis, many potencies, and they're especially, we know that there's the internal potency, and the Maya Shakti, and the Jiva Shakti. He is the Tatastha Shakti. We can go either way. Those in Hawaii, they have experienced every day practically on the beach if they go, that Tatastha, Tata means on the shore. Sometimes the water's coming in, and it's wet. Sometimes it's going out, it's dry. So it, you can't say what it is. So the individual, the jiva, jivalokasya, saiva jivalokasya maya mohita chetasa. In the very next verse, it's described that the jiva is illusioned by this maya shakti. And the goal of Bhagavatam, we've heard that before, of Vyasadeva, is to rip us out of this illusion, identifying with these tanmatra, these material elements. So Arjuna is offering this prayer, a very learned prayer, Tram Aja Purusha Shakshad. And directly, not indirectly, but he's saying, Krishna, you are directly Ishvara and the Para, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma. He offers a prayer also in the Gita describing Param Brahma. You are the original Brahman. Param Brahma, Param Brahma, Pavitram, Param Uttamam. Uttamam. He's the ultimate, the goal. Patir, the father, the goal. Gatir, Prabhu, the master, sustainer. Sakshi, the witness. So this verse includes practically all our philosophy. He has thrown it aside. Vyudasya, one who throws aside, means he has nothing to do with it. Very nicely described in Brahma Sangita. Navayogasya, he has absolutely doesn't consort. Navayoga, he has no yoga. Yoga means union. He has no union with this material energy, but by his potency, by his glance, it comes in contact as Shambhu. This glance is Shambhu or Rudra or Shiva. And this dim halo of emanating from the glance of Mahavishnu. Now remember, Mahavishnu is a expansion. These are all the expansions of Krishna. The Shakti is also the Vaibhav Prabhav. The Prabhav expansions are directly Krishna. And the Vaibhav, and there's so many others coming. So all these Vishnu expansions, and one who knows them, then he becomes liberated. So we have to take our brain and bring it to this philosophy to understand how the Shakti is coming and how it's consorting with the Maya Shakti. But the Maya Shakti is the perverted expression, the perverted form of the original form of Radharani. Radharani also has nothing to do directly in this material world. But somehow by the agency of the Sarup Shakti, Krishna's agency, then this form of Rama, the ultimate form is Radharani, this Rama, she directly also doesn't play in this material world, but indirectly, by the glance of Mahavishnu, ultimately the potency of Krishna, but Krishna is completely aloof. Natasya kayam karanam navijyate. This Karanayad Bhuta Karanaya, this one prayer of, actually I sometimes chant these in the morning, the prayers of Gajendra. So this Karanayad Bhuta Karanaya is the wonderful cause. Although he has no cause himself, he is the wonderful cause of everything. And the same thing is said about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Dvibhujo, Govinda, that he's the original Govinda. He can only be understood by bhakti. Bhaktakaro, he comes in the form of a bhakta. Bhaktakara, akara means a form. Bhaktakaro, bhakti do, bhakti vedya. Bhaktakaro, he has the form of bhakti. He is a bhakta. Bhakti do, he gives bhakti himself. Bhakti cannot be taken anywhere else. You get bhakti by surrendering to the servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There's some bhakti there is, but not the ultimate bhakti. If we want to walk on the path of the maidservants, Ramya Kachirupasana Brajabadu Ragina, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has described and has followed himself, the worship of the gopis, the method of the worship of the gopis, if we want that, then we have to walk on that same path. That is the real path of bhakti. The ultimate path, and that is what is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yada dvaitam brahmopanashari tarap yasatana bhai. Lord Chaitanya, in the first, second, all these chapters in the beginning of the Chaitanya Charitamrita are giving us this preliminary knowledge. not preliminary, it's very advanced, but it basically, before we understand the leelas of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because in this age, we're fallen. Krishna, he has come, he is there with Arjuna, but we're still Maya Mohita Chaitasa, we're suffering as insignificant persons in Maya. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Parama Karuna, the most merciful, Parama Karuna, he has come with Nityananda, those two brothers. They dispel the darkness, as it's described here. They dispel this darkness of Maya. Tamo and Dham, as we hear in the beginning again of the second chapter of the Bhagavatam. This Tamo and Dham, this darkness, these two brothers, they are the two brothers that destroy the darkness within the heart. They allow us to meet the two Bhagavat. The two Bhagavat is the Bhagavatam and the person Bhagavatam. Dui Bhagavat, the Dui. And Eka Bhagavat is the person, and is the Bhagavatam. The second one is Sakshad Hari. Those who chant the Mangalarti, the prayers, they know Sakshad Hari, plain, Asamasta Shastra. So Arjuna might have been directly with Krishna and seeing Krishna. Still, even then, Arjuna is showing in Bhagavad Gita, he's demonstrating some kind of forgetfulness of Krishna. Oh, how is it that you say that you were there with the sun god? I don't understand. How could that be? You're sitting here with me, you know. No, but you don't. I remember all these things. You are forgotten. You are forgotten. So what to speak of Arjuna forgetting? We have definitely forgotten. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita is the crash course. And here we're getting the more detail. And then again, it expands in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And from Chaitanya Charitamrita, where so many also books have been written, just like the Chaitanya Shikshamrita and various bhajans and books by our Goswamis. Brihad Bhagavatamrita is there also explaining these things, the forms of Krishna, Laghu Bhagavatamrita and Gopal Champu, all the the six Sandarbhas by Jiva Goswami, all practically all based on Bhagavatam. So many other shastras, but especially the Bhagavatam. And to demonstrate again and again that Krishna is the absolute beginning, end, middle. I am the beginning, middle, end of all living entities. So our only goal is to get out of the deluding energy and to surrender to Krishna. And so fortunate we are that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared on the horizon of Bengal to, as it says in this purport, Krishna Soya Maya Hoyandakar, to destroy the Andakar, to get rid of this under blindness. Andaya Tandar Upaniyamana. Practically, we have no choice. If we don't accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we have to accept this Maya. We have to accept Maya. Mahaprabhu is coming. He's distributing love of God here. Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. Even then, there's various classifications. If you read in detail, there's the different types of bhaktas, all the way up to the gopis, the prema gopis, and the intimate, this type of thing. It's way, way beyond us. But still, we have to walk on this path. It seems very difficult. Durga me pati mandasya skalat padagatir. Where are, as Krishna's Kaviraj says in his one verse, Durga me pati mandasya. I'm blind and I'm tripping and I'm falling. Skalat padagatir. Every step I'm tripping and falling. He himself says this. This is Krishna's Kaviraj. But how? He says, how do we get out of it? Durga me pati mandasya skalat padagatir mahu. Padagatir means my pad of my feet, my steps. Gatir, the path of my steps, are again and again I'm tripping. But he says, we take the stick of the mercy of the acharyas, of the sages. And so we have to always remain. We're always remaining subordinate. But we're like Prabhupada said, we become the Vaishnava Thakur Tomara Kukur. We want to be the dog of the Vaishnava. Even Bhaktivinoda Thakur has prayed to become, I want to become your dog. I will stay. I will keep away all advances of Maya. So the devotees, they want to, not that Krishna is subject to Maya, but we want to help Krishna, just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was feeling great compassion for all the fallen souls like Vasudev Dutt and Haridas Thakur, Nityananda. They have such unlimited compassion for everybody, for all entities in this material world. So one who wants to advance, he has to take up this mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, these two brothers, Dui Bai, and help dissipate this ocean of darkness. And that is done, of course, by propagating the chanting of the holy name, by propagating the Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad Gita, the Shastras. Shastra Dan, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in his song, that one song, that my mind is so wicked, I've come into this material world. Emana durmati, emana durmati, samsara bitore. By my mind being so twisted, perverted, emana durmati, samsara bitore, and seeing my attempt, my sincere attempt to get out, then you, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you have sent one of your intimate associates. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has sent an intimate associate in the form of Srila Prabhupada to extricate us, drag us out. Anhyo shrodi maya nashi bara lagi. Harina maha mantra lao tu mi magi. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, this is the medicine, this chanting of Hare Krishna. This is the, I have brought it. He's speaking as in the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anhyo, I have brought. Anhi o shodi maya nashi, this maya mohita chaitasa, this, as it says here, mayam. So to approach this platform, we have to surrender to the guru, to the acharya, to Srila Prabhupada. There's no question. There's no other way. As Narad Muni has said in the previous verse, there's no way out, other way out. Whether one is a greatly learned person or a simple person, whoever he is, he has to. Idam hi pungsash tapasash utashyaba shvishtashya shutashya buddhi dateo. In one of those verses, Narad Muni was instructing Vyasadev that idam hi pungsash tapasash utashyab. Whatever tapasya you're doing, whatever activity you're doing, whether you're a scientist or you're some sort of intellectual poet, probably used to quote that verse in relation actually to science and many things. Idam hi pungsa shut, whether one has heard the shastra, tapasa shuta shiva, shabudi dateo. He has to dedicate everything. Bina yadarpanam, whatever he is, if he doesn't dedicate that to making advanced spiritual advancement, he simply wasted his life. He simply wasted his life. We take so many births in this material world again and again. As it says, bhutva bhutra paliyate, we're appearing again and again in this material world. We get a chance given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he's injected this medicine into the heart. Ishvara sarvabhutam rideshi arjuna tishtati brahmayan. Sarvabhutani, Yantrudani. We're all in this machine of this material energy. And as human beings, Nrideyam Ajam Sulabam, we have a good chance with this human body and this human brain. Why should we waste it? Prabhupada used to implore us with this. He had this mood, and you can even feel it by reading, even if one never saw Prabhupada. Feel it. So many people have felt that mood just of right now. You have to, just as Parikshit Maharaj, when he heard the plight of, in fifth canto, all the different hells, he said, right, Aduneha Mahabhaga. He addressed Sukadeva Goswami as, Mahabhaga, you're the most fortunate person. He was thinking like that. You are the most fortunate. And Aduneha, Aduna means right now, please. I just heard about all these hells. Because now what Narahari was saying about that, hearing the conversation on the phone, it sounded, we don't know really what it said, but it reminded me of that in Henry Street when Prabhupada was there and describing this very verse from the sixth chapter, about the sixth canto, chapter one, beginning the Ajamil pastime. Because, and so Pariksit Maharaj, having heard about these hells, he was so alarmed that he immediately said, Adane Mahabhava, Yataiva Narakandara. How can we help them, get them out of this hell? And the background of Prabhupada speaking, you can hear the outside people on the street, and they're all yelling all kinds of weird stuff. You can hear it on the tape, actually. That you don't know what they're saying, but it's all kinds of stuff. I mean, it wasn't necessarily trying to deride devotees. It might have been some of that, because they definitely were these tough Italians and different types out there that they didn't have much love for the devotees at the time. Sometimes you walk around the block, you end up getting your face beat in or something like that. But, you know, or they'd burn your – before we got cars locked up, they used to burn the cars. Anyway, the background, you'd hear this kind of din of – and then Prabhupada is describing that this earth has already become hell. People who say that we do – why should we believe in hell? Prabhupada said, how can you say there's no hell? This earth has already become hell. And you can hear people screaming like hellishly in the back, although their screams and there's much worse situations. Prabhupada described these very horrible situations. We nowadays, because of the internet and the influx and huge ocean of unnecessary things that we have to hear and be subject, we know about all the hellish things that's constantly going on. People are suffering like anything all over the world for no reason, all based on this maya mohita chetasa. And we can get contact directly, sakshat, simply by taking shelter of the sound vibration. Jari deko tari kaha krishna upadesh amarage guru hoy tare desh. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, become guru. This is one of the things. Become guru. Take shelter. He says, Kaviraj Goswami says, you yadvichare, he says, Krishna premadam. The more you study this Chaitanya Charitamrita, chintyatam bhaktas, Chaitanya Charitamritam. Remember what the charita means, that is the character of the living being in immortality. And that is personified perfectly, of course, in the original person. Chaitanyakyam param tatvam sarva karana karanam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Paratattva himself, and he's the Sarva Karana Karanam. He's non-different from Krishna. Now, Chaitanyad Krishnad Jagati Paratattvam. He's the Paratattva. Paratattvam Parang Miha. And he is taken birth as fulfilled by the Vedas. The Vedas have Vede Gai Jahara Charito. We know that the Guru has appeared. They sing of the Vedic knowledge is the ultimate. It sings the glories of the pure devotee. So similarly, the Vedas have promised that you would appear as the son of a Brahmana, Rukma Varna Viprasuta, in this golden form, and is even predicted in the Bhagavatam, Suvarna Varna Hemango, in the Mahabharata, Suvarna Sannyasa Krit, that he'll take sannyas. Chamo Shanto, Nishta Shanti Parayana. He shows exactly the spiritual world. When that Kala Krishnadas was traveling with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was a new man. Mahaprabhu wanted to go alone to South India, but by the entreaties of the devotees, Sarvabhauma and others, finally he said, all right, I'll take somebody, but I'm not taking anyone that I already know. Because it wouldn't be fair. It just wouldn't be fair. And they were so concerned. And Mahaprabhu is going alone. He's the personality of Godhead. He's the life of the devotees. And he's going off alone. Imagine the pain that these devotees are feeling, that he's going to go off to South India. So they decided intelligently, somehow or other, desperately, transcendental desperation, that they would send a new man. They sent Kala Krishnadas. But Kala Krishnadas was a new man. Somehow or other, he was allured by Maya, by the Bhadadharis. And of course, Mahaprabhu saved him. He grabbed him. Where's my servant? So when the Bhadadharis, who were armed and dangerous gypsies, came to attack Mahaprabhu, their weapons acted like boomerangs and cut them to pieces. But Prabhupada says there that in the purport that this is tangible proof that even if one is with the personality of Godhead, he can be allured by Maya. So unfortunately, though, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took him back, grabbed him by his hair, took him back, and he was able to narrate the many of the pastimes that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had performed in the South Indian tour. So we have those. We have some pastimes in the Chaitanya Charita. It's mandatory. Devotees take shelter and bathe and swim in this Chaitanya Charita. And Yadadvaitam Brahma. If we want to know what is the original, as it says here, Kaivalya, the original pure eternal knowledge and bliss, all we have to do is take our minds and bring them to the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Doya karaha vichar, vichar karalite chitte pabe chamatkar. You will get something amazing. Kaviraj Goswami says, even if you like to speculate, you love to speculate on what's God, what's this, and you're some kind of gani, whoever you are, you bring your mind to these pastimes, you will get something very amazing. On the other hand, he says, if you're such a rascal that you, tadidam ati rahasyam, these pastimes which are so intimate and so confidential, ati rahasyam, gorlila, this gorlila mitam yat. And if you're like a hog or a pig and simply envious of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees, then that's all right too. You can remain like that. And although we want you to take part, but then you're not fit to take part, then that is also a kind of happiness for us. It's not, he says, we feel some jubilation because not pravesh, you cannot enter those pastimes, and that's just too bad. So he says, then we also feel bliss about that you haven't entered, and it's unfortunate, but then that, because first he's saying that these pastimes are so wonderful, but and they're very intimate, that actually I shouldn't disclose them to everybody because they're like great jewels. And if you put, just like Prabhupada would say, if you give halwa to a hog, he'll simply say, no sir, give me stool, and he'll simply spit it out or something like that. I haven't seen that myself. I'm feeding hogs, I imagine they eat pretty much anything, but yeah, just like those people in Rangoon when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he either himself or his disciples had gone there, they would cook in ghee. The people would complain, oh, what's that awful smell? I mean, when, you know, I mean, ghee is ghee, pure ghee. I don't think they had contaminated ghee by that time, at that time. They had pure ghee, but these people there were so used to eating abominable things like liquid dog, or, you know, where they just throw dead animals and just, who knows what they eat. But it disgusts them, the smell of ghee, the smell of things. Of course, the devotee is just the opposite. If he goes by the McDonald's, he goes by some other place, it's disgusting. It's just horrible. He just turns his head. He wants to puke. It's disgusting. So these are the two. We walk in the same planet with such persons. They in the mode of ignorance. But the devotees are disgusted with the mode of ignorance. They want to throw it off. But by their own power, they cannot. Therefore, they take shelter and in the wonderful instructions of the Leelas of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees, his followers. Sakshat harit venasamasta shastra. All the shastras have said that if we just take shelter of the guru, he is sakshat harit venasamasta. Ruktastata bhavyeva sadbi kintu prabhoi. He is pleased, the Supreme Personality of God, by all his activities. So he knows how to please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I was reminded recently online, there was a discussion about how, it's not a nice subject, but it's just to show that in the LA temple, originally there was people who were around the time, they remember before 73, early 74, maybe there were the you know, you could sit in the LA temple, the old temple room, and Prabhupada really liked that. He loved it. He loved everything about it. And then somehow, without asking Prabhupada, the leaders decided they would just change it and make that the temple room. They tore out all the auditorium. They tore out the windows and bricked in the windows. Speaking of light and darkness, they bricked them in. And Prabhupada was very disturbed, very displeased. So, anyway, not that we have to worry about that. It's already done. Prabhupada accepted it afterwards. He was very, very displeased. So we don't want to displease. We want to please the spiritual master. He's the one who knows how to please Krishna. At any moment we can displease. That's a flagrant displeasing of Prabhupada. But there were many others. we don't want to dwell on them, but they're there. And so we see how easy it is, even for the leaders. Probably used to call them you big men, you know, like that. What will they do? Will they destroy everything after I leave? So there's always that chance that Prabhupada has set it up to dispel Maya, the whole ISKCON, to dispel Maya, not to bring in Maya. So many subtle ways Maya can come in many ways. And Prabhupada has installed the deities. He has sanctioned all the temples and installed the deities, printed the books, wrote the letters, gave the lectures. And some letters he was saying, I'm writing 16 letters a day. I mean, you know, how many letters? He was sometimes writing 16 letters a day. Still, you can find days when there's 8, 10 letters. Some may have disappeared or more sometimes, but up to sometimes 16 letters. He was, of course, dictating them, but writing them, very concerned that Maya will not creep in. Throw off Maya. So this is the potency of the pure devotee. Not only throwing Maya off himself, but he is able to throw Maya wherever Prabhupada would come. People would suddenly feel this great burden was taken off. This burden of Maya was just lifted. Oh, wow, I was thinking. You see so many memories of the devotees. They say, wow, he's so worried like that. Some woman's husband left her. This kid got this, that, so many things. And just to come into Prabhupada's presence, and then what? You don't even remember any of it. It just seems very distant, Maya. This is the power of Maya. But Maya is simply giving us trouble, one thing after another, at every moment. It's not a good thing. And so we have to be in bhakti yoga, means to be in contact with, somehow or other, to contact Prabhupada, contact Prabhupada's instructions. And he's given so much, but we have to take advantage. Otherwise, as we started to say, like the dog, we can just become like a street dog. One time the devotees were walking in the beach, and a stray dog came. I forget whether it was India or not. And this dog came, and immediately the devotees went, hut, 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 just to get rid of the dog. And Prabhupada said, just see, he has come to take shelter. He knows, even though he's a dog, he knows that these are sadhus. He wants to take shelter of us, but you have thrown him away, kicked him out. And because, of course, many times there would be a dog like that, a vicious dog, where, you know, you'd probably hut, hut, get rid of the dog. It may be vicious or not. But at the same time, either we're dog of Krishna or we're dog of Maya. So we want to remain dog of Prabhupada, and that's our goal of life. That was that one prayer by, I think it's Jamunacharya, one of those prayers. Jivatam, and he says we want to remain the Sanata Jivatam. We want our Lord with the Lord, because Anata, Bamdo, he's the friend of those who do not have the Lord. He's the Anata Bamdo. That one prayer says Anata Bamdo, the friend of those who are Anata, who don't have a Lord, then he becomes immediately a friend. So if we can somehow or other take shelter of that ultimate friend, that's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is the ultimate friend, as it's said in so many prayers. Then I am your friend, he says. I have come to help you by giving you this medicine, Nashi Baram Lagi. And therefore, you have to beg for it. He's giving the medicine, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I'm begging for that medicine. So it doesn't mean sometimes he's forcing it in our throat, but still we should be begging for it. And then we can get that medicine. That is a very nice medicine. Enechio Shodimaya Nashi Baralagi. So that is what we're after. Prabhupada has given it. He's Sakshat Hari. And there's so many expansions, but we don't know all those expansions. We know that there's, just as Prabhupada said, I do not know what is Krishna, but I know my Guru Maharaj. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even Krishna, they show the example by taking Guru, accepting the Guru. Guru Padashrayasa, taking the shelter of the lotus feet of the Guru, and Sakshat Hari, as many verses describing Adau Gauravashrayam. In the beginning, one has to accept the Guru. Rupa Goswami is given so many instructions, have to take the Guru. Without that, then he is the captain of the ship. Tamna Sandarshito Datra Dushtram Nistitir Shatam. Dushtram is very difficult to surpass this ocean, but if we have the captain of the ship, by some good providence, we've gotten the captain of the ship. pranasandarshito datta dushtaram nishtitir shitam kalim sattaharam pumsam kanadari varnavam kalim sattaharam. This Kali Yuga, it steals away all the good qualities that we may have if, or that exist anywhere. Kalim sattaharam pumsam kanadari. There we have to accept a captain. Otherwise, we'll accept some false captain, some bogus captain, the tail of a dog. Salangale na titaranti mayam. It's described, I think, in 6th canto. Salangale na titaranti. The sla means a dog. And if one wants to catch, swim this ocean of nescience, of course, they don't know they're in the ocean of nescience. But they know that they need to go somewhere. They take the tag, the curly tag of a dog. Tail of a dog to try to cross the ocean. It's so funny. How can you help but crack up? So there's this whole Maya, and they're taking a bogus swami. They're taking shelter of these vultures in the form of leaders, anda, blind, vulture. Instead of the Paramahansa swan, like Prabhupada, Narottam Das Thakur, Vishwanath, Jiva Goswami, Bhakti Santas, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, all the great swans, they're taking shelter of the crows, the herons, the vultures, simply preying on them, chewing them up, destroying anything, any good quality you may have. So I'll open it up now. I don't have much to say now.
Unless somebody else is going to jump in, I do have a question.
Go ahead, yeah. You're first.
This came up several weeks ago, maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, because in the beginning of this class, you were mentioning about the different energies, about the Jiva Shakti and Krishna's internal potency. So I hope I'm representing this correctly, but the question was, is just Krishna has his internal potency represented by Srimati Radharani, and these are sometimes referred to as ever liberated, whereas the Jivas, because they're tatastha, sometimes they fall down. You know, they come to this material world, become conditioned. So,
well, that's a big time controversy, isn't it, now among so many people, you know?
Okay, the question was, does that mean that the tatastha shakti is qualitatively inferior to the internal energy, internal potency? You know, are we like second class citizens? I think that was a term that was used. You know? Some, just like Radharani, all of her expansions, there's no question about them ever becoming influenced by Maya, whereas the tatastha, they sometimes can become covered and they come to this material world.
The question is, it comes down to whether you can fall out of the spiritual world, or, you know, or are we in the spiritual world now, or... The example of the kakatalianyaya, the logic of the crow. You know, we all know, did the crow fly and did the fruit fall? You know, but as far as second class, there's swangsam vibhinams. I mean, we're predominated. There's no question. We're predominated. Radharani is also predominated. That's a fact. But we're all tiny little particles in a way of this internal potency. But we have this, we're called tatastha shakti. So now the big controversy is whether we actually fall, we can ever fall, have we ever been there? So I don't come down on that controversy. I just quote Prabhupada that it's worthless to speculate on it. It's kakatalianyaya, the tall fruit tree. I'm sure in Hawaii they have something like a tall fruit. Probably Narahari, he knows about 75 different palms, which would be the actual tall fruit in Hawaii, but at least in India, we know that the Dainakasura was guarding the tall fruit, and he wouldn't let anybody go there, and he was killed, this ass-like demon. So we also have to kind of, you know, get ahead of the ass-like demon and in ourselves. And I don't think it's worth arguing really whether or not we're second-class citizens. We are definitely predominated. So we can choose either Maya or Krishna, take shelter of Krishna and the internal potency through Shakti, or if we will be second class, definitely, if we take shelter of Maya. If we want to be first class, then we take shelter of Krishna. So I think we can go either way. So you answered your own question.
Brahmananda, I wasn't really clear about what your question was.
Well, okay.
Actually,
it is pretty unclear. Well, let me ask it in this way.
If you're worried about being second class, we are predominated. So, you know, we are still part of Krishna. Vasudev Sarvamiti, everything's part of Krishna. But, I mean, some things are lower, higher. In every strata, there's higher and lower. You know, there's neem fruits, which are bitter. Of course, we eat those medicinally. But there's thorn trees. There's beautiful flowering trees. So there's gradations. According to some Vaishnav philosophers, even Madhvacharya, at least his descendants, if you speak to them, they say that you remain always in your nature, but it's complete to what I argued with some of them in Udupi. I was with Gaurakesava and Radhanath Swami, and we couldn't understand their philosophy because, according to their philosophy, whatever you're born, I said, well, how does that work? I mean, we're devotees. We're coming in your temple. Mamhi partha vipashritya yepishu papayona. Anyone can take shelter of Krishna. Shtiyo vaisya stata shudra. Shudra, woman, anybody, vaisya. Tapianti param gatim, and they get the ultimate param gatim, the ultimate goal. So how does that work? And they couldn't even answer. And these were big pundits. So I couldn't understand how it was contradicting Gita. But they have some rationale, you know. So so that seems second class. It seems strange, you know. But actually, the spirit soul is pure and uncontaminated, and as good as Krishna is described there in so many places, third canto, especially. There's a quivering effect, so, you know, just like the moon reflected in oil or reflected in a dirty body, sometimes it's reflected clearly. Cheto darpanam arjanam, bhavmahadavagni nirvapanam. Mami vangcha jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. These living entities are my part and parcels. They're eternal. They're the same as me. They're non-different. They have my same madbhavayopabhajate. They have my same bhav, the same form as me. More or less, they have the same nature, Krishna says. So we have that nature, but we're predominated. We have to give up this tendency to try to predominate the material energy. But we don't do that artificially either. We do it naturally and easily, Kevalananda Khan, by just taking the philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Okay.
But as far as second class, you could say that, you know, can use anything.
That was not my term, by the way. That was the term that came up during the conversation.
Anyway, the whole idea is not to be second class, third class, fifth class. Prabhupada one time said, most of my men are fourth and fifth class, but he said Sarup Damodar is first class. But Sarup Damodar was a naishtika brahmachari, a big brain, very devoted person, and so Prabhupada just made that remark about him. So it's true, we can remain last class. Sometimes Prabhupada would say last class. Prabhupada could be very cutting.
Okay, let me just ask one last question in this regard, and then I'll just let it rest. Because I understand what you're saying. You know, what's the use of asking kind of questions there? You know, it's more academic. But in that vein, one more academic question. The Tathasta Shakti, we are all separated personalities from Krishna, you know, so that we can reciprocate rasa with him. In the case of Srimati Radharani and her expansions, is Radharani considered to be Krishna's very self, but his feminine form?
Well, that's right in the beginning of Chaitanya-charita, which is really paraphrasing Brahma Samhita and Bhagavatam, Echo, and one. We you know, Kaivalya in the today's verse. What is it? I started to quote that one. Brahma Dvaita, Brahma Shari, Tanabhasya, Yatmantar, Yami Purusha Samsa Vibhava, Shadai Shvaya Purna, Yek, Nachaitanya. No, the next verse describes Radha Krishna Pranayva Kati Hladi Shaktar, Ekatmanav, one. Says right there, they've separated eternally, but now they're one again in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They're separate, they're one. There's so many wonderful verses describing that, how they've melted themselves together like shellac, One of Rupa Goswami's verses like that. Just heard that recently. You okay. painted your hearts reddish, like certain. They use the word shellac, but I have to see the word meanings. But and you've melted. They've melted together. As far as coming into the material world, if you read the Brahma Vaivarta Purana in one. I don't know what the other cantos, but in the fourth canto of that Purana, which is quoted in several places, even by Prabhupada, describes Radharani being cursed by Sridham and the spiritual world and all these things, and having to come into this. They're counter-cursing, so they've come in, but, sometimes they don't accept these things directly. But the stories are there, and these are bona fide Shastras. But they're transcendental, Radharani has to appear in the material world. Krishna has to appear for certain reasons. They get in some scrap. They get in a little tiff in Goloka, and then they come in. I mean, this is amazing stuff, And so they come into the material world, but they're never touched by the material world, even if we accept those stories or not. They're never touched.
All right. Thank you for that.
Anything else?
You were saying, Prabhu, something about the stick of knowledge.
That's a great verse. It's Durga me pati mandasya skalat padagatir. I take the stick of their mercy.
What does that mean? The stick of the mercy.
The stick of their mercy. We as a support, because we're falling all the time. We're tripping.
I see. Got it.
And it says, Durgame, my path is very difficult. Durgame pati mandasya. I'm blind. A scarlet means, tripping or falling. Scarlet padagatirma who, yakripa svasti danena. Svakripa yasti danena. Santa santa balambanam. Ambalambanam means a support. Alambana is a type of support, to support Krishna consciousness. We know that from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Nectar Devotion. They support our Krishna consciousness as a stimulus. That's another. But so the word means as a support. So that's our stick of mercy, whether it's beating us on the head or whether, we're holding on to it for dear life just so we can walk. Imagine a blind man without a stick. He can't feel in front of him. It's very – you see blind – they always have a stick. You have to have a stick. If they don't have a stick, it's very unfortunate. They can't even have a stick. At least it's painted white. So being blind is bad enough, but without a stick, that's very bad. But even if one is blind, it's in the 11th canto, there's one verse, if one is running and he's with two eyes closed, Namilya, still, two eyes closed means he doesn't even understand the Shastra. Still, if he somehow gets shelter of the Bhagavatam, pure devotee, still he can be liberated. He can be liberated. Even if he's running with two eyes closed. I forgot the Sanskrit right now, but it's a wonderful verse. It's in the beginning. Yeah, I don't know, somewhere. Sweet. Running with two eyes closed. Running. Imagine you have your eyes closed and you're running. It reminds me of something. There was a guy, a devotee around here. And he was really addicted to drugs, and I was helping him try to find some land about 10 years ago. And he was driving his Mercedes. He had a lot of money, and he inherited it. He was driving around the curve near my house at about 100 miles an hour. You couldn't even see what was – I said, Prabhu, either open your eyes or take your foot off the pedal. One or the other or both. I got to get out of the car. You ain't doing 100 around this curve, So he was kind of – more than running, he was driving. He finally – a year or two later, he was doing 120 on I-75 and he killed himself quickly like that. But, so he didn't take shelter. He took some shelter. He took a shelter, but not enough to keep himself. Craig, yeah, that's what happened to him. He ran off the road 120 miles. The witnesses, it was the middle of the night. There's hardly any traffic on the road, but whoever saw him, he was weaving in and out and bam! You knew him from Miami, or he came to Hawaii, right?
Yeah. I know him from both. I know him from Miami and
right. Yeah, Craig, man, he got initiated as Karna Jal. I mean, he's a nice guy, but he just
very nice.
Just really, really got really whacked on drugs. I said, either open your eyes drive slower, or please, both, you know, or let me out right now. It's like, it reminds me of that verse, you know, running with two eyes closed, but he's driving with two eyes closed, you know. Anyway, he was nodding out, you know, basically, but I mean, you know, you just don't nod out when you're going around a bend at 100. It's just not recommended, you know.
Haribo?
Yeah.
I was just thinking that you might even quote Queen Kunti's prayer because it's very similar to today's
yeah,
word.
Yeah, yeah, I forgot to quote it. I forgot to quote. Maya Javani Kachana Magyar Hokujo. Oh, what's the first? Namaste Purusham Twajam.
Yeah, the first one, yeah.
Namaste Purusham Twajam. Ishwaram.
Prakate Param. Alakshya Sarvabhutanam. Antar
Bahir Vastitam. Namaste Purusham Twajam. Ishwaram Prakate Param. Alaksham Sarvabhutanam. Yeah, right. I was thinking of that too. It's a great verse. Somehow you can't quote every verse every time. It'd be nice to quote every verse every time.
I can give the translation for the devotees.
Go on. Go ahead.
Srimati Kunti said, O Krishna, I offer my obeisances unto you because you are the original personality and are unaffected by the qualities of the material world. You are existing both within and without everything, yet you are invisible to all. So this is similar to today's verse, and I'm glad you also quoted that Ishwara Param Krishna, because that's also similar. So, yeah. Thank you. Anyway.
Okay. Yeah. Anything else, or we?
I have a small suggestion.
Okay.
You were talking about Chaitanya Charitamrita and the potency of Chaitanya Charitamrita. I have to agree with you that I have a really full schedule in my life. I work and I do other things. And my husband has taught me how to listen constantly. So I have a small iPod and I have Chaitanya Charitamrita in it, and it's always in my ears. Like driving to work in the morning, driving home, driving wherever, or even just in my garden. I love to go into the garden and pull the weeds or start planting or tilling the soil or whatever, and have Chaitanya Charitamrita in, or when I'm sewing or anything. It's like, you know, it's really wonderful because you can hear it and hear it and hear it, and it just sinks deeper and deeper and deeper, you know.
Do you have the purports or just the verses? Or?
It's just the verses. I forgot the name of the devotee, but you can get it on Krishna.com. It's wonderful.
Oh, you mean, Amala Bhakta, or is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Amala.
Oh, I think I have access to that. You know. But I paint
anyway,
most of the time. I get to hear stuff most of the time as I'm painting or driving. Yeah.
You're lucky. But for, you know, for people that have to do other things, or it's hard to sit down and take that time to read when you have such a full schedule, you know. But if you can put in an iPod, it's really nice. Or they have more expensive stuff and that have more gigabytes and stuff, and you can put more in it. Like
iPod comes up to 160 bigger gigabytes, you know.
Yeah, VW just kind of surpassed that one. But like I remember one time waiting in an airport in between airplanes, and I had a 2-hour layover, and so I listened to the Gita, Bhagavad Gita. I had it on my iPod, and I had a book in my a small book in my bag, and so I was on stereo. It was in the ears, and I was reading it at the same time. It's really nice.
A lot of devotees have that. I think a lot of devotees. I mean, there's one devotee around here in Alachua, Chaitya Guru, and he gave me a bunch of stuff on my iTouch, and he has he listens constantly. And I said, well, we asked him, well, what do you have of Radhanath? He says, well, I have 3,000 lectures of Radhanath, 2,500 of so and so. He's got like, you know, I said, well, how can you even hear that? I mean, it's insane. He's got so many, you know, every guru, every swami, everybody. He's got so many iPods filled up already, you know. Amazing. He's constantly hearing it. And he knows a lot of stuff, too, from listening. It's great. I mean, I was there when Prabhupada was dictating Chaitanya Charitamrita. I was like on night guard in Mayapur. So I have a certain feeling like I got to be really stupid to not take advantage. I remember being there with Rameshwar and Radhabalba. We got the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the gold versions, you know, the first books from the printer at night, 1 in the morning, you know, and, you know, and I got the manuscript in L.A. first, and even in Mayapur, we had the transcribers. We would get it first back in 74, and then I would hear Prabhupada at night doing it. So, I mean, it's kind of something. Yeah,
I love Chaitanya Leela. It's my favorite Chaitanya Leela.
Is there anything else out there we can...
No, I was just going to remind everybody, tomorrow, Madan Mohan Prabhu is giving class.
All right.
And also, don't forget, Saturday, we have our seminar on Varnashram. Daneshwar Prabhu is giving class. Krishna Prabhu, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, can you say something about your seminar on Saturday? Because it seemed like
sure.
a lot of interest in it.
Okay. I plan to give a complete seminar on Varnashram, and it's posted there somewhere on your the Hawaii ISKCON site, the whole list of topics. I've been giving these seminars over in this part of the world for the last 4 years, and I've thought about this to the nth degree. Anyway, I don't claim that I have all the answers, but I hope that I can present something interesting. This coming Saturday, what I'm going to plan to present is the reasons, some of the reasons why we, as followers, or let's say as devotees of Krishna, as followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada, that we would find extreme value in establishing an alternative culture.
Okay.
So that's what's coming up.
Thank you. And Pushkar Prabhu, thank you so much for giving such always such wonderful classes. My goodness. Very enlightening.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you, Pushkar. Hare Krishna, Pushkar.
Thank you, Pushkar. It's very good.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Sorry if I left out any verses. Sukadev Goswami recited 1,400,000 verses from the Mahabharata on the planets of the demigods. We only have 100,000 here, but he recited 1,400,000, it says in one of Prabhupada's purports. Jiva Goswami composed something like 400,000 verses. I mean, I don't know if that includes prose or, you know, that's composing. That's not memorizing. I mean, we don't know how many.
you must be close to that, Pushkar.
Yeah. Okay.
Pushkar Prabhu, right. Is your wife Sukada?
Yeah.
Could you please offer my obeisances to her? This is Radhana Rupini.
All right. I remember you from Honolulu, vaguely. You moved away to the Big Island or somewhere, but
yes.
Shortly after.
Do you offer my obeisance?
I'm sorry, Gandhari, what did you want to ask?
I just missed the name of the book where he said 100, was it 1 million verses in the, where is it mentioned in the higher planetary system?
Oh, it's mentioned when, right in the very book we're reading, I think, in here in the first canto, I forget the purport. I think when all the sages come around and when they're all congregating at the banks of the Ganga, and it describes Sukadev and amongst everyone else, even though Sukadev is the main person. But then in there, right there, I could probably find it in the folio real fast. I mean, you have the Prabhupada's folio database.
Not on my Mac. I have Mac, so I don't get access to that. Okay, don't worry. If it is in the Bhagavatam, then
yeah, it's there.
Okay, great. That's fine.
I don't know if it's in the first canto.
We had
in the first canto. I'll could email it to where I find it if you want me to. What's your email? You could email me, or and I can email it to you if I find it real. I could find it fast, but.
It is. You can email it to our administrator. Would save time, Hawaii.
Okay, yeah, I'll try to do that.
Of course, we all know. We also heard that the Brahma Samhita. This is only one chapter, right? And there's 100 more in the higher planetary system.
Well, Brahma there's 100 more, but I don't know where they are. I mean, it seems like it's hard enough to understand that one.
We've heard that before, right? That there's only one chapter here of
Brahma
Samhita.
Lord Chaitanya founded in the somewhere in the Adi Keshava temple or something.
Yes, South India.
Or, you know, I mean, yeah. So.
Good. Thank you.
Okay.
Prabhu, thank you so much. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.
Jai.
Oh,
Krishna Prabhupada. Haribo. Haribo.